This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I've been talking about? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Okay, so we have a big, big show today. In the first hour, we have Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show is going to be joining us. In the second hour, Chris Street is going to be talking to us about Elon Musk and other assorted and sundry things. Jeff Sessions we'll probably dip into also New California and what is going on in New California. And it's grievance day here in California. Grievance number 30, we are filing. We have filed. You can actually read the grievance yourself. It is up right now and running on newcaliforniastate.com. You can see grievance number 30. Of a list of 40 grievances against the state of California, exercising the First Amendment, the right to grieve, New California has been issuing grievances now for 30 weeks with much success and fanfare, as you can well imagine. So grievance number 30 is going to be I might read it to you, actually, in the third hour. I just might or tease you at least a little bit because it has a lot to do with, human trafficking. Lots to do with human trafficking here in California. I just don't know why that might be something that I would bring up as a point right now as I introduce Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Apparently there's a mysterious death out there, very closely related to those of us here in California, Tracy, California, as an example. And with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, what say you about Jenny Moore?
Yeah, Jenny Moore was also known as Task Force, and she had her own YouTube channel. She was a true patriot. She was all about combating sex trafficking. She was on the Pedogate mission. She also has been tracking down Seth Rich. There's new revelations there as well. And she was found dead in a hotel. She was Breitbarted. You know, I don't know. You know, a lot of people say, well, Breitbart died of natural causes. I'm not buying it.
No.
I'm just not, because, you know, this is a person that had her teeth knocked out. She was in a witness protection program. She was a whistleblower. She had her back broken. She had been beaten up several times as a result of her work. And, you know, people have been trying to kill this woman. Next thing you know, she dies of an aneurysm. I'm not buying it. Mm-hmm. And just like I'm not buying the Secret Service guy out in Scotland, you know, had some sort of freak aneurysm, you know, or a stroke. At the age of 42 years old, healthy as an ox, could probably run a marathon, and somehow it was too hot for him in Scotland. You know, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are at the top of the top of what their profession allows, and that's the Secret Service in the Oval Office. And this is a day before they're going to Helsinki. So, I mean, when you take a look at all these different weird things that are happening, Seth Rich, you know, what are the odds? You know, that all of these anomalies can take place all in one case. So I'm not buying it. No, we've been under attack, and there's no other party that I would think of for assassination than the radical left. Look at what Antifa is doing. Look at what that crazy nut job did to Scalia. I mean, not Scalia, Scalise, Steve Scalise on the baseball field. We could even probably talk about Scalia, too. You know, these are a bunch of murderous thugs, mm-hmm. and I can't wait for the day when we eventually find the justice that we need to put this country back on the right track.
Well, you know, you bring up so many big things, and of course, talking about Jenny Moore in Tracy, California, which isn't very far from where I'm at, and the whole Central Valley of California is known for sex trafficking. I think people understand that. We have a big I-5 corridor and other ways to go north and south and east and west as you get into the Sacramento area. This is it always has been a large area for sex trafficking, especially from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. Route 15, Interstate 15 has also been another route. This is a, you know, of course, she would understand this living in Tracy, California. Tell us a little bit about her and how she got hooked up with George Webb. And maybe let the audience know again who George Webb is.
George Webb is an investigative journalist, a citizen journalist that has a channel on YouTube, does about 5 or 6 different vignettes every day, walks around D.C., and he's been following the Manafort case. He follows the Awan brothers. He followed Seth Rich. One of his mentors was Jenny Moore or Task Force. He always referred to her as Task Force. And she had her own YouTube videos as well, and she worked a lot out of the D.C. area. And she would live in a hotel in D.C. And so George Webb, yesterday morning, was trying to get a hold of her and couldn't. So he calls the hotel, and finally he asked them to go into her room. And they found her cold. And so she had been lying there since sometime between the day before when the room service came. So she had been dead for probably about 12 hours. But the point is that apparently they diagnosed it as some sort of an aneurysm of some sort. And, once again, it's like, you know, they have those darts that people shoot into people and stuff. And you ends up looking like it's a natural cause death, but it's something else.
Yeah, it's a 2-day process is what it is, and something several days before that set it all up. And the same with the CIA guy. This is a death by deep state, and this is a very, very common theme. You see these things where people are found in hotel rooms and things like that. This is totally classic of the tradecraft that's utilized by the deep state. And Breitbart was, you know, the same way. It was a 2-day process. And the evidence that rolled in from Breitbart, and, of course, the autopsy surgeon who died, who actually came up with the chemical compounds that were used to kill Breitbart. And once that was known, he got the tissue samples, which he wasn't supposed to get. He was just supposed to ship the body off to the crematorium. But they got the tissue samples, and all of a sudden, he died.
Right. And so, you know, I just have to look at statistics and I say, well, the odds of this Secret Service guy, for example, dying in Scotland the day before Helsinki, and when you look at all the circumstances and you look at Mueller, I mean, what was your first reaction when Mueller has Rod Rosenstein go out there and talk about 12 indictments of Russian officials just before the Helsinki meeting? You're like, wow, the timing's odd on that, isn't it? That's a little odd.
Well, to me, it was a sure sign of desperation on the deep state that something is really, I mean, they've lost their touch,
But how about this, too? Like, when Trump was in a rally speech, and he says, I'm thinking about pulling out of Syria. Why are we even there? And the next thing you know, a chemical weapon attack happens 3 days later. And it's like, why would Russia do that? We were just about to leave. That doesn't make any sense. Is Putin stupid? It's like kind of crazy, right? The first gut reaction is usually the right one, that something smells wrong about this. And the same thing is true. So finally, they tried every desperate measure. Those 12 indictments was the last straw, the most desperate act of all, until a guy winds up dead in a hotel in Scotland. And they claimed that he was out on the golf course. He was overheated. Now, this is a 42-year-old athlete that gets two physicals a year. He's on the most important detail on one of the most important trips in the history of America. And he's overheating in Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
That dog does not hunt.
So, they probably wanted to find out. They probably wanted the president, but they couldn't get to the president. So they get to a security detail. Turns out he might have been a food taster. Tastes some poison. Ends up dead. But they say, okay, well, Putin did it. He's been poisoning those people in England. And what did the result happen in England? Those two spies got poisoned in England. And then now we're turning around and we're sanctioning Russia.
The thing about England is you do have MI5 there. Who's notorious for this sort of thing, and so Russia is not there. MI5 is there. It's their home turf, and all these people are turning up poisoned, and then the blaming and the finger pointing goes to Putin. See, that one wears really, really thin very quickly. MI5 has been one of the most notorious poisoners of people on the planet. And, none of the stuff in terms of the poisoning of these individuals that you're talking about in Great Britain makes any kind of sense at all, other than the people, the MI5 folks, wanted to get rid of these folks. When you do some even cursory investigation. So the fingers really should be pointing at MI5. And, of course, the Scotland issue, you could make the case about MI5 there, obviously, because MI5, that's her home turf. I don't think it's Putin who killed the security guy, and I don't think it's Putin who's killed off Jenny Moore. Dog's not hunting here.
No, it's not. And it was their last-ditch effort to say, Putin did it. How you can't possibly meet. Keep in mind, too, that the day before, July 15th, the day before, Hillary Clinton tweeted out, when you start talking about, all these soccer details, just remember what side of the whose team you play for. So basically she was trying to say that no matter how much you may not like me, I'm the American here. Putin's the Russian. And this whole Russian collusion thing was designed to cool off the relationship between Trump and Putin, to prevent them from meeting. And every time they were about to meet, chemical weapon attack would happen, or 12 indictments would be issued, or a Secret Service guy. It's like all these different things were happening to prevent this meeting. And then they meet, and then they got a $165 soccer ball with a chip in it that said, the ball's in your court. It was game over, game, set, match. And the deep state knows it. And now, we're seeing two big jumbo jets flying into Little Rock, Arkansas, because Diane Upchurch wasn't doing her job. She was good friends with McCabe, and McCabe got $750,000 from Hillary Clinton to put the cabal in, or to squash the investigation. Turns out that McCabe's wife, what are the odds of this? Think about these odds. How much time do we have? We have a minute?
No, go ahead. We're blowing through the commercials.
Okay, so here's the thing. You run for, instead of running for a U.S. federal seat, She runs for a state Senate seat.
Right.
Well, Virginia laws are different. So this is McCabe's wife. Now, she's running for a measly two-bit state Senate seat
right. That
anybody could win with money and name. She's married to the second most powerful FBI guy in the FBI. She's endorsed by what everybody thinks is going to be the future president of the United States, Hillary Clinton. She's endorsed by the governor of the state, McAuliffe. She's then handed $750,000, and she lost? How do you lose that, Paul? How do you lose it? So you don't lose it. But she didn't want the seat. She wanted the money. So basically she spends $50,000 on postcards and T-shirts, calls it a campaign, loses, and takes the other $700,000. It turns out she's able to keep that under state law. So she puts that in her pocket, $700,000. Who knows what else? You know, Peter Strzok just opened up his Twitter account, got $200,000 in one day.
Listen to this. Listen. Hold everything. You're missed. There's a big chunk of the story, and I'm glad you set this whole thing up for me. It's like T-ball. You just put the ball on the tee, and I'm about to blast it out of the park. The thing with McCabe's wife, it wasn't just a minor league little senator that she was running against. It was Dick Black. Now, Dick Black, former Marine Corps officer, I think he was a major general or something like that. Dick Black was heavy into the investigation of John McCain and the whole deep state operation going on in Syria with ISIS. And in fact, it was McCabe who was setting up Dick Black to go over to Syria to be photographed with ISIS and other bad actors, I might add, and to smear McCabe. To smear Black, and the reason why they wanted to smear Black is Black had been briefed by Scott Bennett of Scott Bennett, who wrote the book Shell Game, which exposed Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama as the funders of ISIS, the creators of ISIS, the founders of ISIS. He was debriefed, and he went over to Syria after his own staff investigated McCabe's request that he meet with certain bad actors or certain actors that were fighting against Assad. And he realized it was a trap. And so he did not meet with the people that McCabe wanted him to meet with. So they ran to try and stop Dick Black from exposing any more about Obama, and a win would do it for them. And for him, he'd get the status and able to do investigations at the state level in Virginia. They started going after him with McCabe's wife at the last minute. Now, this is a whole different new direction in the whole story. And by the way, I've been telling Scott Bennett, you know, hold your fire on this whole Dick Black thing because it's going to come out, and now it's out. And you just brought it out, and it's been something that's been brewing. It's back there on the back burner. This is going to be an explosive part of this whole McCabe story about how Hillary Rodham Clinton, through Terry McAuliffe, gave them $750,000 to try and stop the Dick Black candidacy.
Ah.
Get it?
And they still failed.
They failed, of course.
They arrived to the race too late. That's bizarre stuff right there.
Uh-huh. I hate it when this happens.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of corruption. So you go to Little Rock, you get a person like Diane Upchurch who wants to slow walk this entire investigation. You know, John Solomon, very great reporter, wrote for The Hill. January 2018, they reopened the Hillary Clinton investigation on the Clinton Foundation and the pay-to-pay scheme. They reopened it. Then John Huber gets to be the special counsel on steroids, April 2018. And it was then, all the way up to now, August 2018, you get these two white jumbo jets, 757s, going into Little Rock and picking up a whole bunch of boxes from the Clinton Foundation and taking them to Quantico, where they do all this information digesting and analyzation. And the point is I believe they took this investigation from Diane Upchurch, who was a McCabe crony, basically said, you're done with this investigation. We're going to go ahead and take it all the evidence and look it over in Quantico. I think it's a matter of time before they start. Well, I think that the Clintons are indicted under a sealed indictment. I also think that they've been pinched with some of the sanctions. I don't think Trump wants to sanction Russia nearly as much as they're targeting oligarchs that are connected with banks.
You hit the nail right on the head. That what's going on here is the investigation of these select oligarchs. And people think that if it's one oligarch, it's all of Russia. That is not true, because Putin has his problems with the oligarchs as well, because these oligarchs are pushing back against Putin and the United States and working with the deep state. That's the connect the dot there.
That's right. And also, Trump signed an executive order. I don't know exactly the number, but an executive order that said it would make it more easy to freeze assets when there was fraud involving the government. And this would be the clear case with the Clintons. I believe that they have had some of their offshore accounts frozen. But that being said, you still got Obama as a force to be reckoned with. And I believe that a lot of the money that's going into Strzok's GoFundMe or Avenatti's Crowd Justice or even McCabe's GoFundMe, it's coming from people like Obama who got their money from, say, an Iran nuclear deal, $150 billion. Give me $100 million of that. I'll put them in offshore accounts. Well, what happened was the Obama Foundation raised $16 million in 2016. In 2017, they raised $233 million. Now, I don't know how they did that in their first year. It's a pretty good bump up. I think it has something to do with offshore accounts and money laundering, wire transferring money that's ill-gotten. Like Hillary got money from America's Enriched Uranium, or she got money from selling off state secrets through an email server to China. You got people like Dianne Feinstein getting rich off of these types of things too. But I think that, there was this story about $6 billion that went up missing out of the State Department. $6 billion. You got a lot of these weird anomalies that are going on, a lot of this corruption, to where this money is stored in Cyprus and the Cayman Islands and then pulled off the shelf when needed to make it more liquid and laundered clean. And the best way you can launder money is by paying these crowdfunding sources to activate people that have great television time. Like maybe the publisher of Omarosa's new book. Maybe that's how they actually financed Omarosa, knowing she was going to get all this TV time to smear the president.
Mm-hmm.
Avenatti got $5 million in a weekend because he had he's the creepy porn lawyer that was working with Stormy Daniels, getting all this television time. Again, it's all part of the propaganda machine to pay off and cooperate with the mainstream media that's in the tank with the left-wing agenda.
Yeah, it is starting to really unfold. And you mentioned, I heard that there were a total of six aircraft who went in and out of Arkansas over a several-day period, but, two, whatever.
Sessions was there on August 1st, giving a speech.
Right.
On 8th and 9th, there was multiple planes, 757s, that went in to Little Rock.
I got the first indicator, I think, from you, and then I was briefed a little bit, and it was six was the total number of planes. Mm-hmm. And 737s were also utilized, so they're much smaller than the 757s. But they all went off to Quantico. I know that. And whatever records that are there, there were some pretty serious records. And, of course, the guy who monitors the records and financials for the Clinton Foundation is Peter Comey, James Comey's brother.
Right. He works for a law firm, and they were saying that James Comey was clean and somehow. But right. Turns out James Comey owns Peter Comey's house. And so there was some sort of connection, a financial connection with the law firm that Peter Comey worked for that was doing these audits. And that's just, there's a lot of problems in the area right there.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, see, this is a lot of people don't understand, and they want, instant gratification from having elected Trump and elected Sessions and all this stuff. And, of course, that just is not the way the dog hunts, It really isn't. We're waiting years for these things to transpire. It took 70 years to get here with all this. Anyway, we're talking to Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And deep state issues, yes. Tracy, California, yes. Lost one of your own in the deep state hustle. sex trafficking. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Second Constitutional Convention coming up in Orange County. And that's going to be the 5th and 6th, it looks like. The 5th and the 6th, early evening type of get-together. And then all-day workshop on Saturday the 6th. That'll be in Irvine, California. So get your tickets right now to go to newcaliforniastate.com and go to the events catalog there and purchase tickets. People are doing it right now. They're flying off the shelf, as they say. Anyway, with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about a whole number of things. The death of Jenny Moore, who is a citizen journalist from Tracy, California, who was investigating with George Webb. And we've talked about George Webb. We've played a number of his excerpts here on Agenda 21 Radio because he does scour Washington, D.C. for dirt. He is another citizen journalist. And he does a very, very good job, I might add. And, of course, now we find out that Jenny died suddenly. An aneurysm, young lady, sure. And she'd been beaten many, many times before because the deep state does not like her, of course. Now she's dead. Anyway, that's just a few of the things we're talking about here. We're broaching a whole bunch of other things, the McCabe and situation with the FBI. He and his wife, we brought out the fact that Senator Dick Black, who's still got to make an appearance on this radio show, he's promised to be on. In fact, probably I've been kind of waiting for the moment, Scott, that we have like right now today, as you were revealing that the Clinton Foundation was making a donation to McCabe's wife, who ran against Dick Black, and she did it at the last minute as an attempt to derail Dick Black's candidacy for a state Senate seat in Virginia. Didn't work, and now, of course, Dick Black has been associated and affiliated with Scott Bennett of Shell Game, our Scott Bennett, and all the facts and everything that's developed from knowing about the growth of ISIS, the explosion of ISIS, all that stuff is well known and well documented, and that seems to be kind of the nexus of what's going on with the FBI investigation right now. This is going to start. I said to Scott Bennett several months ago, I said, Scott, with this McCabe thing opening up, there's going to be a time when your data, your information, and how you debriefed Dick Black is going to become a big part of the story. And I think maybe, Scott, right now, with your information, I'm talking to Scott Adams, who's on, not Scott Bennett, but right now I think it's opened the door for that big-time discussion about what Dick Black knows about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the financing of ISIS, the terror organization, that they themselves created around 2011 and 12. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I will tell you that ISIS was established under the Obama regime, and it was Muslim Brotherhood inspired. But definitely, you know, like when they were ISIS and then they became ISIL, and, you know, it was a coded message that they were constantly supporting. And even Lindsey Graham was in on it. Lindsey Graham still calls them ISIL. And,
right.
Yeah, everybody that ever called them ISIL was in on the cabal, kind of on the wrong side of that thing. And even today, you look at the suicide attack in London today. This is just another example of Europe paying the price for buying in to the false promises of the Obama administration that somehow that you were going to take down Syria and you were going to take out Gaddafi and there was going to be this wonderful oil pipeline connecting Africa to Europe. They bought into all of this climate change and all of this globalism. And what do we have left? We're back to a three-tier world order where we're run. The world is now dominated by three nationalists that aren't beholden to any lobbyist group, political party, or they could care less about what the media says. That's Putin, Xi, and Donald Trump. All nationalists, two are nationalist socialists, one's a nationalist populist, but all three are strong men that really beat to their own drum. And, you know, the world is going to be a better place as a result of it. Brexit is going to succeed. You got Italy being run by a conservative, Hungary, conservative, Poland, conservative. You know, the dinosaurs of the European Union are failing today. Mm-hmm. And that's France and Germany and some of the others that are left, you know, that it's going to be interesting. But, you know, really, I think that we're starting to see the beginning of the end of the deep state. And we're seeing it with the FEC $84 million money laundering scheme. We're seeing it with Uranium One. I believe we have the goods on that. I believe there's something to the 45,000 sealed indictments. I think that there's a lot more that's going to be revealed with the Clinton Foundation pay to play. They didn't reopen that case for nothing. John Huber, we haven't heard anything of him or from him, but believe me, he's working bigly. And the reason why he's in Utah is because if they ever take it on appeal, it's not going to go to the Ninth or the Fourth Circuit Courts. Those are liberal benches. It's going to go to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So you're going to get a better grand jury pool. You're going to get a better jury because D.C. is 96% Democrat. Utah is not. So it's a perfect place to be. Right. Not only that, but, you know, Contreras, FISA judge, he was partying it up with Strzok. These were corrupt judges bought and paid for by the liberals and the Clintons. Well, they don't have that kind of muscle in Utah. Utah is run by a whole bunch of Mormons. They got a whole different network going on out there, right? So it's all great. You know, the thing is that the Clintons, that's one of the probably the states that they control the least in Utah.
Well, you know, what's really funny is that in an hour or so, well, not an hour, but up at the top of the hour, Chris Street's going to join us on Agenda 21 Radio. And his discussion is going to be about Elon Musk and some other economic news, but we're also going to dive into Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions, of course, has been the guy behind the scenes that no one's, you know, everybody's been bashing on Sessions and so on. And, you know, like I tell people, that's just part of the game plan to bash on Sessions, because really the reality check is Sessions is setting everything up for all these people to fall. And we're starting to see that fall now, because Strzok's resignation kind of opens the door now. He's going to, I think, and I think Chris will say this, is that Strzok is going to turn state's evidence at this point. That's what I think. I think he's going to turn on these folks.
I read an article yesterday where this is the quote, she's pissed off. This was a quote from the article. And that she's really upset. And that her career and her life has been pretty much ruined. She was a decent attorney. She struck me as kind of a normal human being. Strzok seemed to be like a bit of a weird Manchurian candidate kind of dude. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But at the end of the day, Julian Assange's testimony is going to be really, really important. There's a guy that's central that nobody's talking about to not only Christopher Steele, Mark Warner, the Democrat Senate Intel chair, Christopher Steele, Mark Warner, Oleg Deripaska, Bruce Orr, all of these players were connected by Adam Waldman, who was also working pro bono for Julian Assange. So Adam Waldman's an attorney. He's in the center of it. He was Oleg Deripaska's attorney, helped him get a working visa. He worked pro bono for Julian Assange. He was a lobbyist and a consultant for Mark Warner, and also worked with Papadopoulos and worked with Christopher Steele. This one man, Adam Waldman, look him up. Really interesting ties here. But when Julian Assange eventually gives his testimony, he's going to reveal that Seth Rich and the Rich brothers were paid off by him via eBay, a money laundering way to pay. eBay paid major league bucks for their information, and they got it, and that's how they were paid off, through eBay. And you're going to find out too that some new revelation came about, and these names within a week or so. Matt Couch, another guy that's been studying this.
Hold on. Yeah. We got Matt Couch. We're going to come back. We've got the break coming up. We're talking to Scott Adams and the Scott Adams Show, and more content to follow about the deep state. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, we were talking about a list of names you had. Maybe we can kind of cover that again with the audience real quickly.
Well, the names, what do you mean the names?
Where we left off before the break.
Oh, Seth Rich. Okay, yeah. So you know, we were talking about Seth Rich. And, you know, when you get Julian Assange to give his testimony, the Democrats want to find out where he is, I think. That's why they're calling him out. But I think it's more interesting. You know, we just learned out about Matt Couch coming out with this new information that that he says he has the names. They're Democrat elected officials that were at the emergency room at the time that Seth Rich was arrived. Now, that's quite
really
interesting.
Really?
So how would they have known? And he knows their names. So he's calling on them to come forward and reveal themselves. And if they don't, they're going to name them. I suspect that one of them is going to be Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
He said that they come out of the Rayburn building, so that they were House
members. What about Javier Becerra?
Well, he was an elected official, I don't believe, at that point.
Yes, he was.
He was in Congress? Okay.
He was in Congress then. That was before the election.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
The election.
He's the one that had the Awan brothers serve.
And, you know, he still has a residence there in, I believe his family still, he has a residence there in Washington, D.C. still to this day.
You know, I was working with a source of mine, and we were trying to figure out, we said, well, one of them has to be Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
And the other one's Javier Becerra.
The second one was.
The other one, Javier Becerra, because remember, he's the one on the other side of the computers. He's the one who bleach-bit his computer before he left office.
Okay, and not only that, but you know what's interesting about
this
case?
He hired the Awan brothers.
What's that?
He hired the Awan brothers.
Right, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz was very close with the Awans.
Yeah, lovingly so.
Javier Becerra, I forgot about him. I know he's the AG in California, but I mean, yeah.
But it's a perfect way to forget about him. They want you to forget about him. We new Californians don't forget about Javier Becerra.
No, he's a
major actor in this. And the Seth Rich thing, I mean, we could go on about that, Seth Rich and Javier Becerra.
Well, here's a few things that just got revealed this week. The fact that there's two congressmen, elected officials, Democrats, out of the Rayburn building, that were at the emergency room at the time. The same doctor, a female doctor, emergency room doctor, that worked on Seth Rich also worked on Steve Scalise. That there were no, all the cameras associated with the ATM machines were confiscated. Right?
Right.
Then the other thing is the only Caucasian out of the DC has a 75 to 80% track record for solving these types of homicides. They're 100% when it's in a Caucasian in the DC district. And this was the only Caucasian that they didn't solve. The only time they never planted a YouTube video about a homicide up on their YouTube site for the DC police was this particular case. And this was one of the only cases where they withheld the ballistics tests. Now, this is the key. You want to know why? Because it's become known that the killers, it's by multiple sources now, that the killers worked for DEA and ATF out of Maryland, working directly under Rod Rosenstein, who, it turns out, the reason why Seth Rich was trying to get this information out was Rod Rosenstein was manipulating the email records of that during that investigation for Hillary Clinton, the emails. And so he was trying to get the information out because he was a Bernie supporter. So this information that he had was threatening. So he was hit by Rod Rosenstein's guys out of Maryland. Now, the trick here is this. When you work for DEA, FBI, ATF, you have a special gun. You have a gun that has an ID mark. Every bullet that comes out of every person's gun has its own identity. That way they could track the shooting with the gun. And so they didn't release the ballistics tests nor the autopsy because they didn't want to reveal that information. And that's all going to come out. And Julian Assange also said this, that he hinted this strongly, that the boys were paid, is the quote that he gave. He said that the boys were paid, and he said, you know, you can easily make these kinds of payments over eBay untraceable.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what Julian Assange said to some sources. And Kim.com has good information on this. So does Matt Couch and his investigators. And he has people that work with the police department, within different private detectives, also within the federal government. And this was new information that was released. And again, Julian Assange is about to release his testimony. And I believe that when he does that, you're also going to have the fruits of the AWOM plea deal because they got the server. And I believe that the AWONs never would have gotten that bank fraud plea deal without giving something up well in advance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you see, that's all something that's coming up yet. No one's, and, you know, out here in California, we're all kind of waiting for the other foot to fall in regards to Javier Becerra. In his, see, he's running for attorney general in this election because, remember, he was appointed by Jerry Brown after Kamala in January 2017 after Kamala Harris won Barbara Boxer's Senate seat. And Javier Becerra here in California has some issues. He's got a person who's already sued him once, but the judge, who's a Jerry Brown judge, threw the case out. The case was brought by the opponent and one of his opponents in the primary who claimed that Javier Becerra was not legally qualified to become the attorney general because he had not been practicing law consistently before the Supreme Court of California, which is the qualifier from the bar, for five consistent years. In fact, he was appointed, and then he went back and reactivated his law license, which is against the law. And so that's why his opponent filed suit to have him thrown out as a candidate, which was thrown out, actually, by the judge, who is very much a leftist Obama appointee, actually a George Bush appointee, but clearly one of the San Francisco elite leftist judges, threw the case out. I guess it's going to be refiled again because it's clearly illegal. I mean, it's clearly illegal for him to be in office based upon that. But then he has the other issues of being involved. Clearly, in the whole AWOM thing, I'm not sure he understands the significance. Well, maybe he does, and maybe he's just, obviously he's not saying, the significance of the AWOMs having turned, and they have. I think they've turned completely on him. I think the other foot is going to fall before the election with Javier Becerra.
Oh, I do too. I think that Trump is on this, and Trump is timing this just right.
And you know what they're going to get in replacement? And think about the significance there of the Attorney General for California. You know what they're going to get in place? They're going to get a Javier Becerra wiped out and loses the election to a hardcore Trump Attorney General in California.
Hmm. That would be
wouldn't that be sweet?
A great thing to happen. You know, like people were talking about the FISA redactions, and one of the reasons why they redacted was they had an internal investigation that pinched James Wolf, Ali Watkins, right? They gave him fake dates and a little bit of decoding. So I think that they're trying to get Adam Schiff. They're trying to get Mark Warner and a handful of others that had access to these FISA documents. Mainly the intelligence chairs, and when they leaked specific versions. Even Nunes probably doesn't know which version he was given, but he might know. But most of them don't know, and so my point is that when you're leaking, so they might be able to get someone like Adam Schiff on leaking classified documents to the press, because everybody calls him a leaker.
Oh yeah.
These things are still redacted. This investigation was still going on.
You know,
so in October, you could basically get this guy out of office right before he has to run for election.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's a great movement afoot down there in the Glendale, Pasadena area, which is where Adam Schiff is from. There's an enormous movement amongst people, liberals and conservatives. Now, see, Burbank, Glendale, Pasadena, that's that Hollywood area, basically. That's where all the movies are made, and Universal Studios. That is in Studio City, and that sort of thing. They are absolutely hopping mad at Adam Schiff. I mean, so, you know, he's facing an uphill battle, you know, even in his own district, but these people want his head on a stake down there. This is as it was described to me.
What do you think is going to happen to Feinstein, you know, after this Chinese thing starts to develop, this
story?
Well,
you know, the other part of this that people haven't been discussing, I have, and I'll put it out here again, is that it was Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow who was working with Leland Yee at the same time that the FBI exposed Dianne Feinstein's driver as a Chinese spy. Well, guess what? The Chinese spy was working with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. And, of course, what was Leland Yee doing? Working with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow to bring in weapons and traffic in weapons, including these large Stinger missiles that were designed to shoot down aircraft in California. That's what was going on. And of course, they busted Leland Yee. He's now serving time for his. He was a sitting state senator in California.
Feinstein's been lobbying on behalf of the Chinese government since the 90s. And Richard Bloom, her husband, has made millions off
the Chinese sale, purchase of land. By the way, I'm looking at an article right now which plays into the Feinstein thing. Listen to this. Mexican radio to beam Chinese propaganda. And the Chinese bought an interest in a Tijuana radio station. And we're probing the links between the buyer of the Tijuana station and the Chinese Phoenix TV, which is a complete propaganda arm for China. And now they're going to be broadcasting into Southern California and into Arizona their Spanish language Chinese propaganda right out of Beijing to the Chinese Americans throughout Southern California.
Wow.
And you can't make it up. Anyway, listen, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you. We're running out of time.
Redstatetalkradio.com, redstatetalkradio.com, 8 in the morning, weekdays.
That's right. Listen, Scott, thanks for being with us today. It was great to have you on, as usual. Very informative.
Likewise.
Awesome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the way of the future. Well, we are stopping totalitarianism. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.